know, baby.
Baby.
God, that was late on the queue. I haven't used this one in a while. Jesus Christ. We are back again. This is the Odo Radio Show. I am your host, Owen. Tonight in studio is the acting co-host of the Odo Radio Show.
Hey, it's this guy.
That's that guy right
it's
there.
It's that guy right there.
And his name is Ty.
Hey.
And
he is the tall man.
I got sexy voice.
It's not that goddamn sexy. Don't get yourself fucking all hyped up.
You like it.
I do like it.
That very familiar voice you're hearing right there is our good friend Duncan.
Boo!
Duncan, the scumbag Robbie.
I mean, yay!
You better shut your whore mouth.
He keeps threatening us that he's leaving. Yeah, and all of a sudden, I mean, I don't know what
he's
you're doing.
A little easier.
You know,
you're back.
When you're good at what you do, you get rewarded. And my reward is to come here and make sure that this show stays on track.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't think that's what it is
at
all.
Well, if you listen to last week's show, we explained to the audience that we were, you know, using the Odo Radio Show bank account to fly you home.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
that's what it was.
That's totally
I don't know that the people realize.
Why does your mic sound like that?
I don't know why my mic sounds like that. Yeah.
It sounds like shit.
Pookie pookie.
Hey, I don't know. You're just going to fuck with it now.
I'm just going to fuck with it all show.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't think the people realize how big the show bank account really is.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
That's absolutely huge. Like, we do this like this because that's
for
what we want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. We're pretty much...
You only think that we're failures.
Yeah, you only think that we've got shitty equipment. Like, we could have the best of everything if we wanted it.
I'm waiting on the island.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're not quite at island status yet. Like,
next
we could
couple
probably...
years, though. Next couple years, if we play our cards right, we're going to have the island, we're going to have the bitches, we're going to have...
Oh, no, Radio Show presents Whore Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's going to be, like, Lost.
Can I
there'll be a smoke monster. No, I think
Wait,
the entire...
J.J. Abrams directs Whore Island.
Yeah, that guy's really desperate for work, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, he doesn't have enough going on.
Anyway, along with Duncan today in the studio are two of
guests.
His roadie fucking scumbag friends. He just decides to bring people along.
I do,
I think
it's funny you have roadies in tow.
Yeah,
like, you know, not saying you guys are just roadies, but
we don't travel solo.
You travel in packs now?
Yeah, we travel in packs.
Okay.
You have to, because you never know when some shit might hop off.
How are we introducing them, Duncan?
Well, I think we need to introduce... we'll introduce everybody to the man responsible for me being where I am today, and that is Kenny.
Kenny.
Kenny
the Rail Powers.
Kenny the Rail Powers. Get all up on that mic. Say hi.
Hello.
Oh, you guys... Is
a dramatic... You're fucking up talking to the goddamn thing. Get on that like a dick.
Well... It's been a long time since I've had dick, so...
No, it hasn't.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Two nights ago.
Yeah, two nights ago. Come
on. Texans were loud. God.
No,
that's usually when they're drunk.
He's breaking stereotypes. That's good. Well,
he also doesn't have a Texas accent either, so...
Do a Texas accent, damn it. You said you were bringing a Texan. I demand Texas accents. You can't say you're bringing a Texan and not bring me a Texas accent.
I don't think I have one.
God damn it.
He really doesn't.
I mean, I can say y'all and fix it.
If I don't hear a Texas accent from somebody here tonight, I'm going to be hell to pay.
You'll get drunk and forget.
No,
and
I won't. I'm going to be on this all night. You watch me. All
right. We'll see what happens.
Also in the studio tonight is your good friend here.
This is our good friend Oliver.
Who, you know, I first heard the name Oliver, and all I could think of was a...
Oliver
little,
Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
A little poor...
Please,
I told him.
May I have some more, please?
Yeah.
Oliver Twist wants more.
Have you got that all your life?
More.
Is that an annoying thing you've gotten all your life?
Yeah.
That's probably
never
like
had
me,
what I needed.
So probably like me and Dunkin' more. Donuts.
True.
Yeah.
True.
You
just
get
go
out.
In there and just ask for more.
Yeah.
There.
So you guys are both on tour with this scumbag over here, and you're just starting things out. Things are just I mean, you've been there a few weeks now, but
yeah, things are just starting
just
to get
really
rolling.
Starting
yeah.
to get rolling. How do you see things going? I mean, be honest and you know. Name me some of Duncan's faults. I want to hear all the faults.
Tell us all that he does terribly wrong.
What does he do terrible?
You're pulling rope skills. So Keep
missing the spike.
Oh, he's got bad pulling rope skills.
I keep missing the spike because one of them is like 8 feet off from the other. So I have to stop them separately.
Yeah. For those of you that aren't theater nerds,
yeah,
that's a...
sounds like your problem.
It's based like on a rail system,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a fly rail system here.
Yep.
And it's a spike mark where you're supposed to stop, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I just don't care.
And you just...
I roll the scumbag style, man. I do what I want.
You're that guy that rolls the elephant doors open too wide and then they won't close. You're that guy.
No, I'm the guy that hits it with the forklift.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. Oliver, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, hits right from left is a little flip-flop sometimes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, really? Sometimes I got real dyslexic a couple of times, and I went the total wrong way. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. Like, it was, and it was just weep, burp,
weep, burp, weep, burp. I don't trust left-handed people.
Yeah?
My wife's one of them. I know. I know what's going on.
It's hard
on
to
there.
Trust them fully, really.
You
I mean, no,
you
really,
can
you
never
can't.
Really trust
but
them.
I'm kind of ambidextrous. So
you're a
know.
Lizard man, Ty. Yeah. I don't want to hear from you.
You can't trust me
you can't
either.
Trust the lizard man.
I'll
but
trust
he is,
out with you a
in
long
fairness,
time ago.
He is the dudeliest lizard man I've ever met.
It's true.
He is a very dudely lizard.
A very dudely lizard, but a lizard nonetheless.
A lizard nonetheless. We didn't even mention that Kelsey is
Kelsey
here.
Kelsey
is and thank you, Kelsey, for coming, as always.
Yay. Yeah, thank you for coming to get us
oh,
from
God.
Fucking Clearwater.
Now that we're...
We're cuddling.
Now that we're done... What would you say, darling?
We're
what'd
cuddling.
You say?
No, come over here.
I didn't hear. What? What'd you say?
She said she's the laughter in the audience.
Oh, okay.
She's our canned laugh track.
Yeah. Got it. Got it.
It's good to have a laugh
it's
track.
It's good to have a laugh yeah. track. We've had a chick in the studio the last couple shows
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, we have.
That's got to be a record. That's got to be.
What's going on?
I don't know.
All right.
Share the cookies, Ty.
To buy tobacco
sure
over here.
I need the cookies, too.
God damn it.
Fat kids need cookies.
Sorry.
Well, now that we're done with introductions.
Fucking A, yeah. Welcome, everybody.
No, Duncan, it seems like you're happy. It's good to have you back.
Boobs.
And
boobs.
Did you have I mean anything that you really wanted to share that was
of
major
I,
interest before I get into a regular show?
No, all I'm going to say is if you ever have the pleasure of being in Peoria, make sure that you stop at Hoops and get some of their fantastic food that delivered to
Hoops.
Our hotel at hours up to 4 a.m.
Hoops.
This is the highlight of your trip right
the hotel.
Now.
Wow. No, it's definitely not the highlight of the trip. The highlight of the trip were the stagehands there that were the most entertaining, funniest fucking assholes I've ever met in my life, and they were on
awesome.
Top of their shit.
That's so awesome, dude.
Cook a hell of a meal.
Too. And they cooked us dinner a few nights, yeah.
Nice.
Grilled
nice.
Out for us, made us chili and shit. So
right on.
They
it was
hunted
good.
It
was
too,
a very
right?
homey
like,
place to
was,
be. So
cool.
to yeah. dispel misconceptions about Peoria being a shithole, it's really not that bad.
Right on. Well,
last call is at 4 a.m. for all you drunk fuckers.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, dude. 4 a.m.
Now my interest is a little peaked. But yeah. why the fuck is it 2 in Orlando? It's so gay.
It really
it's
is.
It's so gay.
2 in a lot of places.
It's 2 in a lot of places. I think Chicago is 4.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Yeah, Miami.
Miami's late.
No, I think Miami's later. I think Miami's 4 or 5.
Miami's definitely 4 at least.
Yeah.
Maybe certain parts.
Because I've done that.
Now, in the UK, I don't think there's a time. I think
it's just the bar is going to shut.
Yeah, yeah, the bar's shut. The business is shut. But you can buy liquor at a liquor store or what have you. Like, if it's open, you can sell it and buy it.
Right.
Like, there's no time. There's no...
I think.
I don't think.
Well, I mean, obviously, Vegas. There's no law.
I have to look that up. Mark, let me know about that.
Yeah, Mark. We know you're listening.
Did I launch Skype? I probably didn't.
Probably didn't.
I tried to listen to his.
We don't care about actual listeners.
You tried to listen to Mark's podcast.
To his waxing.
Waxing lyrical.
Waxing lyrical.
Waxing
action.
Lyrical. Mark, by the way,
I did
is our
try.
Number one fan.
I tried.
Yeah, I'm
just telling you, Mark.
I wasn't able to listen that day. I was doing stuff.
I mean, I didn't try really, really hard. Like I clicked on it. Everything looked right. I was like,
did
all right, give
work?
Me that. And it was like, not support iPhone, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
like,
it won't work, I don't think, on an iPhone yet.
Well, he said it would, but
yeah.
I don't
well,
know
he's
if that's
a lion
in the UK or not.
Yeah, well, at least we had Kenny over here confirm that our feed somewhat works on the Justin.TV app. You get the gist. You can put faces with assholes and move from there.
That's what we got a lot of is assholes.
Speaking of assholes.
Yeah, I'm already here. What do you want to talk about?
No, I wanted to talk seriously, I was having this thought during the week about your first time ever really as a kid. I'm taking the show.
Masturbating?
I'm flipping it around.
You go masturbating?
No, no, no. Not
me?
Masturbating. But getting caught with, like, contraband.
Masturbation gear.
Porn. Drugs.
Well,
concealed weapon.
What?
I don't know what you're into. I'm just, you know. Did you ever get caught or
with porn?
Yeah. I definitely got caught with porn.
So my situation is interesting because I caught my dad, and then I'm like, he doesn't have to know, so just borrow that.
So you caught,
and then he figured it out eventually.
What, so no, tell me more. You caught your dad whacking
well,
off?
No. He had, well, all right.
All right.
So we have a cabin in Canada where him and he has two brothers, my two uncles, you know. There was a little porn collection up there, and they just took it out of there because a lot of kids were going at this point in time. So that porn collection was in one of our closets, and it was awesome. It was just like classic Playboys, which were cool to read, too. Like, I would actually go through and read that shit because they were interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Playboy still employs lots of good writers. It's
I don't know how much longer that's going to be.
I don't
lasting,
know how long it'll last either, but yeah.
A good point.
But it was funny to find that shit. And
so
then eventually
the cabin,
he figured out that
found
I found it.
And then how'd he figure it out?
It wasn't there anymore.
You moved it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You unstuck
a couple
the
of the VHSs were missing.
So it was tapes?
It was mostly zines.
Okay.
But there were a few tapes in there, and I was like, all right,
I'm just going to take these. I got a VCR in my room.
I used to sneak into my brother's room, and he had he had, when he wasn't home, and he had, I remember, like, he kept him in this corner of his, this, because I didn't have a TV in my room, but he did, and he had a VCR in there. 1 and 1 = 2.
Right.
And he had this little, you know, pop open, remember the pop open cabinet at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
They go, bah, bah. And yep. I remember, like, doing it even at night, like, I'm like, God damn it, it's loud. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't home.
Trying
but, like,
to make it be super quiet while you're opening the,
doing that one. And, I used to watch it almost on, like, no volume and get real close to
the
TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good times.
This is fucking funny.
No, no. I got caught a couple of times. I remember I got caught. No, it was my brother that got caught. He was trying to download a picture of Pamela Anderson or something.
Yeah.
It was like, it was way back when we very first got the computer. It was probably his first few days on the internet.
Right.
And he's trying to, like,
because that is the first thing
get
you
a
do.
Get a nudie still.
You didn't know
Pamela
of
Anderson.
Pamela
you didn't know what cookies were yet.
Yeah.
You didn't delete everything.
Just keep coming up and you try and turn them off and they just
it's like,
keep
fuck, fuck,
up.
Fuck.
Yeah, the
in
pop-ups. Pop-ups back in the day. That freaked me out, man.
In my brother's wisdom, what he did is dad comes home as he's looking at it. He's not done yet. So he hits print. Thinking,
brilliant.
And then he X's out of everything, hits print, printer starts printing, it goes, dad, you know, oh, dad'll walk by, oh, I'm printing something, you know, it'll just print out and everything. My dad walks by.
What you got
stops
there?
At the printer.
Looks down.
Looks down, and line by line.
Pamela Anderson's tits start appearing.
Pretty sure my brother just like walked off. I think he's like hitting cancel on the printer, and
it's not gonna work at that point. You're already fucked.
And then it was mine when I was, I think I was a bit older, around the same age he was, and I was looking at porn on the computer, and I guess I left a pop-up open or something.
Yeah.
And it was on the family computer.
Yeah.
So mom went in the morning and, like, there's, like, you
went
know,
to check her AOL email.
There's some, like, dick slapping, like, you know.
Yeah, yes. Somebody's being fed a cock meat sandwich.
Something like that.
Yep.
And then that night, it had already been planned that me and my dad were going to the Tampa Bay Lightning game.
Right.
So I gotta kind of give props to my dad because he didn't He didn't mention it at all on the ride
bring
there.
It up?
This was an hour and a half father talk at the game. Mom,
yeah.
You know, mom mentioned it to dad that she was not thrilled about this.
Right.
You're going to tell him something. You're
with
going to
tell
day.
Him something.
You're going to be with him all day tomorrow and blah, 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 blah. So, Jesus Christ, I hate when that phone goes off and then
lose
me.
Your train of thought.
Lose my train of thought. But no, we go through the game. Me and dad ride all the way there, probably listen to NPR all the way.
Yeah.
And then,
because you're British.
And then we get to the, you know, stadium. It's a good game or whatever. And then it's on the way home. It's about 20 minutes away from the house. You know what I mean? Hour and a half drive.
Nice.
And that's when he drops it.
Nice.
And then he's just like, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, I remember just like, no, it's like some virus. Like, we got some virus. And, it's totally not me. And like,
I didn't do it.
I remember saying, you know, I've looked at porn on the computer, but I don't think it was me that night, Dad. I think there must be a virus. See what I did, though? That?
Yeah.
I pulled the old...
Like, you're telling the truth.
I'm kind of telling the truth.
A little bit of truth.
Dad.
That one wasn't me.
I don't think that one was me. And I don't know. I don't think I got away.
Man,
I
hid some porn. Like, all right. If my family listens, I'll laugh my ass off. But
these are the good ones. These are the good ones.
They, for some reason, and my dad's like kind of a techie dude. Like, he's a little bit nerdy into it with work and shit. He works for the cable company as some creative engineer of sorts. But like, they still have the same Dell fucking computer that I had, like, bought in 94 or 5.
Oh, my God.
And he's kept it working and clean, but it's, like, so far obsolete. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What can you do with it? What you can, like, I don't know, play solitaire.
You can go on the internet.
MS Paint.
You know, it has stuff on it. It's not terrible.
Maybe
but it's,
Simant.
Oh, man.
Works is on there.
Works.
But there's still porn that I've hidden on that computer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, I'll check if I'm back home. I'll just be like, I wonder if this is here. Then
where
I'm like,
serious question. Where do you put it? Deep in the program file somewhere? Just
yeah, I know.
Never check it?
Exactly. Yeah. I know exactly.
Oh, see, these are tricks, man. I know. I know how to hide shit. You know?
I used to look at so much fucking porn on the computer at my grandma's house. Like, she barely knew how to
operate the thing.
Yeah. So she'd go on there and look up recipes and shit, and I would just be on. She'd go to bed, and I'd just sit out there and smoke cigarettes, fucking porn. porn. And eventually, when that computer died and they like brought somebody in to look at it, and he comes back and he goes, do you have a son living here? Oh, my grandson. Well, if there is any question, he is definitely not gay. There's just like they pitted out the register, like all these.
That's funny.
And there were just pages of porn, cookies, and just all this horrible shit.
This is what we got rid of, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what we got rid of, and I'm like,
I did that. That's like leaving your trail. It's a virtual form of your seed.
it's like what was I jerking off to that night?
Yeah.
But I'm sure if they'd
I remember that one.
I'm sure if
they'd
do
you ever do that though? You think about one that you've seen like long ago in the past, and you wish you could
now and then
remember what it was called to so you
find,
could
it,
find
again.
It again.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
It's rare, but every now and
Nobody?
Then I'll try.
Nobody?
These guys aren't saying anything.
Yeah, I know. You guys are terrible guests.
Yeah, you guys need to divulge some porno stories or masturbation info. I mean, God.
Are we not setting a good enough example? Like, you've had three people tell a story. Like, you should get the gist of it by now. Jesus Christ. You're part of the conversation.
Join us.
This is not Japan.
Whenever.
I mean, you're roadies, right? Come on.
Yeah, Kenny. Kenny.
I'm not waiting for that. Fucking A. Goddamn.
What do you got, Owen?
I got a lot of shit tonight.
All right. Hold on. Why the fuck is there a tree in your driveway?
I'm sick of that tree. That's my spot.
I didn't tell you about this one.
I need to park there.
Yeah, that's the reason it's a big fucking deal. Because, you know, there's a tree on the corner, whatever, no big deal. But what this is it's a cut down tree that some neighbor cut down and has essentially piled, not on their property, but I measured with my eyes. And I'm guessing around 8 to 10 feet onto my property. Not right. even exaggerating. Like, it is, it's a pile of sticks and fucking leaves. I'll take a picture of it.
It's
and put
not
it on
a tree.
The site. It's not. Well, it was a tree.
Yeah.
It now is a pile of sticks and fucking shit that he
it's,
put there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm pretty angry because it's, well, it's taken up a parking space. So
who
we're
did
a way
that?
To access a parking space. Well, I guess it's these new fucking tenants I got in there. Who are
in the trailer?
Like you're the landlord
in the trailer. Well, it's not my place.
I know,
but
I know
the goddamn landlord. And the landlord sends me a text saying, "Oh my god, I'm so fucking sorry." She probably didn't say fucking, but no,
she might have.
I'm sorry. You know, I saw that they left it half this pile of shit halfway in her driveway, and I've told them that they need to cut it up into smaller pieces and get rid of it.
Right.
So, I'm sitting outside today. This was 5 days ago,
right?
When it first appeared. The following day is when I got that text. I responded, I think the next day, saying, you know, thanks for noticing. You know, if it's not gone, I'm going to start moving it myself soon.
Yeah.
Like, type of thing. Sends me another one back. No, don't touch it. I'm going to get, you know, this will get taken care of. I see the guy come outside today. And first, he tugs on one of the branches and just goes, he's a big, fat, slob, old man, you know.
Yeah.
He's like old. He's like late 50s, early 60s.
Right.
Like New Yorker. I don't care about this guy at all.
Right,
I
right.
I think he's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he starts pulling on this thing and gives up after about 2 seconds and is winded. He's mad. Yeah, he's... And I see him walk back.
Hear me.
He goes into the shed and he pulls out like a pair of shears. Now they're like this long.
Yeah.
They're like a foot and a half.
Pruning
long
shears.
Pruning
shears.
Shears. What are you gonna do with that? It's he's got logs in there that are, you know, four inches in diameter.
Yeah.
And he goes at one. He chops like one stick and he feels good about it. And then you see him. I see him go for a branch that's like, you know, maybe an inch. And he goes for it, and I can see him. He's got it, and he goes to get it, and it just fights him because the tree's fresh still.
Yeah,
like he just cut it down, and it bounces back at him, and you see him fight it for about, you know, 30 seconds, and he gives up. And
well,
throws
shit.
The fucking shears and goes back inside the house. But I just want to be like, why did you think it was cool to put this on
my property
in the first place? And I very much contemplating starting a neighborhood war. I'm gonna.
Yeah, no.
I
think
participate.
I think we should block his car in with all of that shit tonight.
I think that needs to happen, and then we need to set
light
it
on fire.
Indeed,
that was scary. Yeah. We got two that think the same way. Now.
Fire.
Yeah, the trouble is, if we light it on fire right there, we've got so many trees in this neighborhood, the whole goddamn neighborhood's burned to the ground.
Well, yeah, that and his car is right there, so that would probably ignite
it. It might make him mad. They won't guess it was us.
No? Are you sure? we probably shouldn't have talked about it on the show.
Probably not a good thing to talk about on a thing, huh?
Well.
Yeah.
That's only if it actually ends up
right,
on fire.
Which we might do that, but if it happens,
allegedly,
it probably isn't us.
No, it definitely wasn't us if it does catch on fire.
Right.
You just set it on fire where it is now, because technically it's your property.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And if this fire
and
just
like I said, burn down the trees, which are kind of over my house, which will then burn down my house.
It's concrete. You'll be fine.
I don't know if I believe
it.
I don't know if I like this fucking logic.
Do you want to get back to more porno?
Yeah, let's talk porn.
Welcome to Porncast on the Ono Radio Show.
I remember when I was busted by cookies, and this was what I meant to say earlier.
I was a tech nerd, man. Had
it
to get
ties,
rid of the
no,
cookies.
I'm sorry. It ties into back in the good old days of when I first got my laptop from school. I got a school computer.
Yeah.
I think it was in junior year. And I first thing I did was installed NetZero on there, so it was using the old NetZero connection.
Yeah.
And I was using that to look up. I got in trouble at school for looking up WWF Divas. But I remembered, and I did a quick search today. I found the video that got me in trouble.
Yeah?
And It's actually kind of sleazy.
Let me see what it is. I hope it's Sunny from the fucking...
fucking Trimmer Trish.
Oh, Trish Stratus.
Look at Trish.
I remember how fucking slutty this was.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was in the sleaze era.
Yeah, it was.
This is so ridiculous.
Yep. Dark and the light. Look at her butt, dude. Oh, show her butt. It shows her butt in one of them.
I'm sure it shows her butt a lot.
You got in trouble for this?
Yeah, did you get in trouble
for
that?
Yeah, at school, because I was watching it at school.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, like
what are you learning here, Owen?
Anatomy.
I'm learning a lot right now.
It's at home, like, dad's gonna be like, oh, I'll just take this from
you. Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, I don't, you know.
See, and I got busted more with pipes and shit than I did
for
porn.
Really?
Dude, like,
man, my parents were blind.
I just got busted for blowing things up or doing stupid something like that.
Oh, I know.
You're
from
where again? You're Kentucky or
Kansas
something?
City.
Kansas City. Same thing.
Oh, man, him and Kurt would get along great.
Great. Groovy.
What happens when you get, like, 300 firecrackers that your dad says, here, make a big firecracker for me. I'm, like, 10 years old.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you put it in?
A big Sharpie, and then I decided to duct tape it and put it outside the front of my house and light it and hid behind a car.
So you made a little pipe bomb, basically.
Pretty much. Blew a hole, like, the size of a foot crater in the ground. Mom comes out yelling, like, are you doing? I was about 10 years old. I had to go to house after house after house for like 3-block radius saying I'm sorry.
Apologize.
It's awesome.
Bad. Wow.
Wait. Hey.
What?
Oh, we got a call.
Oh. That guy?
That
Ladies
guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a call. I'll give you 3 guesses who it is. We haven't even mentioned the number, so he'll be the only one that calls and knows it. Jackie Bender, how you doing, buddy?
Benderino.
B-Dub.
Watch out, everybody.
Chillin'. Do you have anything to share with us this week? What's going on?
What's up, Bender?
Well, just to tack on what you guys were talking about, I don't really have any, like, epic getting caught, like, watching porn stories.
The worst thing that happened
was I had finally gotten in trouble for something where... The computer that was in my room had to get moved back into, like, the family room, become the family computer. And my dad basically just said, like, make sure you get rid of whatever you've got on there because, you know, it's going back out.
What, you were doing too much whacking? Is that what you were basically saying?
No. I didn't get in trouble for that. Like, it may have been when I got expelled from high school. I'm not sure. But either way, finally, like, I did something,
Yeah, how'd you get expelled from high school, Bender?
Can we talk about that?
It's kind of stupid, actually, but I took 2 full Xanax, like the 4-dose thing.
Double bars.
I didn't realize how much that would be. Yeah. I took 2 bars and ended up being, like, I can't remember most of that day still because it pretty much was in a fog. So I got caught, obviously.
Because you were fucking wasted,
some of the kids, because their parents couldn't come, whatever, had to, like, go in an ambulance and, like, get checked out. They just made my parents take me to the hospital to, like, make sure I wasn't going to, like, overdose or die or whatever since that. So, so that's why I started college early, because I was like, screw this, I'm not going back to high school. I'm just going to get my diploma and be done.
Well, fair enough.
Good for you,
and
Bender.
And look where I am now. So
yeah, exactly.
Hey, you're in beautiful San Diego, California, man.
See, all right, but
now,
I will say I never
got caught for it, but I did make a Molotov cocktail or two with a friend of mine.
Oh, man. I've definitely done that before.
I remember the Sobe had, like, come out recently, so it's like this perfect glass bottle.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
It kind of makes when it shatters, and then, like, the flames are like,
yeah.
It was cool, but in retrospect, I realized it was probably, well, and it was before 9/11, too. I feel like
cops
have no sensitivity for anything.
We used to make a lot of like works bombs where you'd like put the toilet cleaner and the tinfoil in a 2 liter.
I've seen that on the internet. I've never done it.
That's ridiculous.
I like the ones that Mark was talking about the other week.
The thermite?
Yeah, what is it?
Jesus.
That stuff is insane.
Yeah,
thermite is insane. But Mark is also kind of crazy, and that's why we like him.
That's exactly why we like him.
We'd stuff like tennis.
They let him
balls
back in that group, by the way.
Oh, good.
They let him back, I think. they kicked him out for a while because he brought in too much thermite and scared the shit out of everyone.
And, like, didn't he?
Basically, a bomb at one of those conventions.
He exploded a pumpkin with thermite.
I think they let him back in, so.
Oh, my God.
You know, all is well.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah, he is.
He is batshit crazy. I love him for it.
All right. Anyway, all
right.
Do you want to get into some news? Anyone?
Let's get into some news.
No?
Come on.
No?
Let's do it.
Do it.
No news, Stan.
Oh, fuck you.
I got nothing. I've been working a lot.
I took over your job, Bender, a long time ago.
What kind of local crap news do we have today?
Well, this is something that's fun.
Ooh.
This is
Spanish? Japan.
It's China's, actually.
Oh, even worse.
This is their is their latest. This is basically their sex tape video. Like what you get in school. And China's animated sex ed videos just went viral. So you could probably find it if you type that.
Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker Studio.
China sex ed video.
China's.
Is that English subtitle?
从哪来的？ 当然是你爸妈生的呀 老师跟你说 是爱情的结晶 No 我们是哺乳动物又不是晶体 只有是我哪来的结晶啊 你妈跟你讲 是从垃圾堆里捡回来的 也不是 你妈记错 你是从小树林里捡回来的 宝贝 你是在小树林里受精的 这个受精啊 就是你爸的精子钻到了妈的卵子里去 你问精子是怎么进去的 针头戳一下 药水推进去过程差不多 想知道
Alright, that was the first medical thing I've seen.
Okay.
So we're getting on the right direction,
syringe,
right?
So injections of the hot beef variety.
Okay.
怎么长成这么大的呀？刚开始啊，受精卵的头发丝儿都细，用眼睛是看不到。精子那么小，所以真的。哦，这是大气大。哦，这是大气大。哦，你会不会把针一样疼？哦，那我们要给精子注射。总之啊，你要孝顺你妈，知道吗？然后。What was that？She looks like she was in the. Now you will have sperm and egg. It will be glorious. We will do it for the emperor.
精卵会分裂，一分二，二分四，四分八，等等等，接着呢会形成组织器官，慢慢分化。这样啊，你就有了心脏和肺肾，眼耳鼻舌喉等等因素了。什么？你妈说确定？
This is how you fornicate and have a boy in China, because they only want boys.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Big D.
Big D. That's me. Oh, we got another one. There's more Chinese jibber jabber.
A little more jibber jabber going on.
A little more jibber jabber. Okay, we got a plug. That's a good announcement. We got a plug in the socket. Yeah, male to female.
Oh, God,
that's terrifying with the big eyes. Is that a vagina?
They must be really sped up, right? They are really sped up. They
the
have
Chinese?
No, just this. The whole
drawing?
Animation thing, like they have.
Yeah,
to be
they're
set
obviously
up for
not
video.
Drawing. No, they're not drawing.
Not
that.
I know they're not drawing that fast. But, like, are they show? How fast are they showing this?
I think this is probably
how fast.
I would not
be able to retain this information.
Yeah, but they're Chinese.
But they talk
right?
Quick.
It's true.
单比方，你去过餐馆吧？受精跟点菜有点像。受精的时候比下单，男孩就是点菜，单不一样，菜就不一样。如果点了份木耳，端上来的蘑菇，你也不乐意，对不对？然后那个男孩说，他有个大弟弟，你得给他包。
Oh, fucky.
That dog was taking a shit.
They bleeped it out.
What the fuck?
Oh, this is the different type of
vagina.
My favorite is, look, I love the two in the middle that, like, there's the Asian hat, the Asian angry, and the Asian surprised. And then the Asian set.
I love that, but
that's the rape face.
Yeah.
That's I like the upside down rape face too. Yeah.
I like that one.
I
like that one.
I don't know about the alien one, though.
Can we explain what we're looking at real quick?
We're looking at pictures of all the different outlets that are available around the world.
Exactly.
The different power outlets.
The different power outlets. But
it looks
kind of
like weird sexual faces.
Yeah. So I guess they are.
I'm like, is that a stage pin up there? What the fuck?
There are different types of vaginas from around the world. I don't
know. Are there really that...
I've never seen any.
Look, I've seen a lot of vagina in my life, and they all kind of look the same.
Yeah, love, something's wrong with you. It doesn't look like this.
Doesn't look like a surprised Asian. Big D. Nutcracker again. How many of these are there?
Nutcracker.
I think there's one more.
More Chinese jibba jabba. The story of how a man.
We're talking about jibba jabba.
What the fuck? He's holding a voodoo doll. It's a hand, a picture of a hand holding a small rag doll with buttons for eyes. It's a voodoo doll.
What's that game that came
it looks
out?
Like Sackboy from Little Big Planet.
That's it. Yeah. It looks exactly like that.
Totally does.
Oh, okay, and now gingerbread.
Sackboy and Sackgirl.
Exclamation point.
Garfield!
The Vitruvian. Garfield. Hold on.
What the heck?
Vitruvian Garfield with the Rubik's Cube over his.
Da Vinci's.
Yeah, Da Vinci's Vitruvian Garfield.
I am getting that as a tattoo.
But look, his wiener is pixelated out.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's even better. I want it's a Rubik's Cube, like he said.
It's not a what? Why is it a Rubik's Cube?
It totally looks like
it does look like a Rubik's Cube. And the guy is screaming help. Is screaming help, Vitruvian Garfield, because look, he's got a drunk rape face on.
He does.
He's fucking lying. I'm gonna tell you something.
These are all the
positions
I can rape you in.
I'm gonna tell you what. I am gonna look at my Rubik's Cube, and I'm gonna fuck you in it. We're gonna put a square peg in a round hole.
The puzzle will be solved.
That's Native American rape. And then somebody's very happy.
Somebody's very sad.
Is he throwing up or sucking a dick? Oh, he's eating a carrot.
Hang on. Now we've got a picture of
something with a nipple on its head eating a sucker. And then we've got something with dog ears for
eating
a hat eating a carrot that looks very phallic. And the face that he's given looks like he's just like so angry to be eating that, whatever it is. He's just like, who is forcing this carrot cock down my throat? And then there's a legitimate bear with slanty stoned eyes.
I can't believe he's fucking
with a big shit-eating grin like, hey.
This baguette is fucking awesome.
Look at my fucking baguette. Okay, what do we got next, China? Oh, an iPhone.
Okay.
iPhone and they're playing fucking Temple Run. Oh my god, no. Go back.
Wait, no,
you are not skipping that before we have a chance to fully fucking investigate and identify everything that was wrong with that picture.
Oh my god.
I need to know what this picture is.
Hold on, god damn it, Bender. Pause. Okay.
Wait, there's no candy yet.
Wait.
No, but what is he? Okay. Okay. Here we go. Bender, what we are looking at is a small Japanese girl with the big round eyes and the little pigtails in her hair holding a doll wearing a little dress while a full-grown man kneels before her
wearing sunglasses.
A fucking creeper hat. It looks like a members-only jacket.
He looks like the guy on the signs when it says suspicious activity.
Exactly.
Watch out for that guy. Yeah.
And he's presenting her with candy.
But the Asian version of that guy. Notice the slick back
hair. Yeah, the slick back hair. Yeah, no, he's very classy.
But it's still groomed. Like, in our country, it's either, like, those guys are fairly, like super
greasy.
Shaven.
Or greasy.
But they're, like, usually, like, longer hair.
Japanese, it just makes it feel like it's at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And
now somebody is screaming at a flower.
But it's... Ooh.
Wow.
It's like Pac-Man gone wrong.
It's like demon screaming at flower.
It's like his teeth are
melting.
And then a pizza. And there's Shin-chan sitting on
your...
Whoa! Okay, so it's Shin-chan.
I feel like this whole video is explaining transvestites or something.
Yeah,
like,
because it's a little boy wearing an elephant. Like it looks like an elephant Speedo with a trunk for a dong.
It does kind of look like that Shin Chan.
It does look like Shin Chan.
It looks like a monkey boy.
Yeah.
Wearing a turban or a sort of some form of head wrap.
Elephant cock.
With in one of those bouncy things that babies are put in, but it has a elephant dong.
An elephant dong, trunk dong.
That third leg.
That's
third leg. He is a tripod, literally.
No. Oh, he's
jumping
in the pool.
Okay.
And there's a girl wearing
Okay, there's babies. I don't get that.
Yeah. Don't look at babies naked.
Big D.
Big D. Yuku.
Big D's a sick fuck.
Wow, dude. That was traumatic.
Yeah, I figured you guys need.
I feel like I have more questions.
I'm like, I'm not even gonna watch.
I'm not gonna watch the rest. I need to be surprised.
I need to see this for the first time on the show. But yeah, that was pretty intense.
Wow.
I mean,
I feel a little bit raped inside.
I do. I feel
no reproduction there.
No, they only want boys.
I feel like that's what's encouraging. Certainly, I feel like it seriously is. Like it's kind of.
It was almost like if you reproduce, you reproduce monsters.
Yeah.
I think it's trying to scare kids, and I think you're right. And that's probably part
of it. Don't touch your no-nos. Don't let anybody else touch your no-nos either,
especially that.
God damn. I still don't know what the syringe was for.
Yeah, what was the syringe?
What were they doing? More cowbell.
It's about that time, guys.
It is about that time.
Believe it or not, that is the end of the first segment.
It is?
It is.
Holy shit.
42 minutes, 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. The Christian over time has come. We will be back. No, we do need to come back. Jack, it was good talking to you. But
I'll be in Chicago or a suburb of Chicago.
Fuck you, Bender. We love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do want to call the show in the second segment, give us a call at 321-332-0186.
Six.
Hey, I'll say.
Wait, turn it up.
Be right back. Eat a bag of dicks. Anybody in the room likes it or not, we are. Welcome back to the Ono Radio Show.
Hi, everybody.
It's the usual gang, plus, of course, Kelsey and Kenny and goddamn Oliver. Goddamn Oliver, that's your new name.
You.
Goddamn
Oliver.
You.
But no, we're sitting here, and we are now joined
by a
new member of the Scumbag Gang. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's favorite redneck is here, Jimmy James. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
Good evening.
We love
Putin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, baby. I'm here.
Yeah, welcome. This is your first time to, you know, the Ono Radio Show. The first
nice
time.
Little studio.
Yeah,
nice.
No, I wouldn't go that far. It needs a good vacuum. It needs a carpet clean. That's for sure.
Yeah.
There's, There's
Owen's DNA.
There's DNA probably mixed with like
ash
my
and
beard.
Sitting on most
and
of
then
it.
My bare feet well, when I come in from outside. Yeah. And
God,
they
thanks for reminding me of that.
What are you talking about? You have
I know
your own
damn good well I'm just laid up on some DNA over here.
Yeah, oh yeah, you are.
You're just waiting to get
I
rid
feel
of
safer on the extreme end because yeah. It's probably more in the middle where it's more
yeah,
you know,
there's definitely
secreting.
More DNA.
You guys are definitely yeah. Squeezed in.
Yeah,
so
Kenny's on the gay couch.
I've never. I don't think we've had this many people in the studio before.
I don't know if we have
it's
or not.
A,
we've had a lot
squeeze.
Of people in here before, but
it's pretty good.
I don't think this many. I don't think.
Oh, anyway. Your birthday show. We did have a lot of people in.
That's
here.
True. Should we turn on the cameras or not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, come on. Turn on the cameras.
We'll turn them on.
You.
For the people,
we've been having technical difficulties. They probably will go out again.
Flip that yeah. Up a little
I think
bit.
They should.
Kick that up a little bit for me, would you? Yeah, you know how to do it. You know, you know the drill. So, I felt this was kind of interesting. There was a headline today that we all know the theme park industry very well, and
we, of course,
Jimmy James, we refer to our place of work as
the factory.
If you ever need to refer to it.
Yes, it is. I know you did. You're tired.
You were
man.
There.
But what I will say is, there's an idea right now being bounced around by Lionsgate to start a Hunger Games theme park.
Like a whole thing?
I don't know if it would be a land or whatever. Mm. I mean, but
well, how realistic are we getting here?
Yeah,
are
right.
Put people up against. I mean, I'll buy a ticket if someone's taking an arrow in the hip. to get an apple. I'm all over that.
But if you could virtually play the game, if you could actually go and you know, like yeah, you maybe
destroy
you don't get the
kids.
Actual arrow, but you could use
like a
you
laser
could,
arrow.
It's kind of like your virtual, you know, Lord of the Flies meets Hunger Games type, you know, like go in there, do battles.
It's like a week long vacation or something.
Yeah,
like
right. How are you gonna cram that into how are you gonna
I don't know. I think I might be into that.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but all I'm wondering about is the logistics. Because you know how the theme parks like to crank people in and out of everything as much as they can. Like how are you gonna
right.
do? How are you gonna
yeah,
do
well,
that?
Yeah, well, you know, if it was true theme park style, they would ruin it. It wouldn't be like my idea. It would be something, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's gonna
the
be
coaster that doesn't resemble the scene in the movie at all, or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting concept. Like if you could, you know, almost laser tag. Make a Hunger Games type experience.
Yeah, that would be cool if it, but it would have to, it couldn't be
maybe.
A, it couldn't be a full theme park. It would have to be like a few hour, like a day thing.
Right, you could do it for
but
a day.
But it's also one of those trampoline arenas.
Right, it's kind of got like
that would be fun.
That would be fun. We could definitely throw trampoline bounce house arenas in there.
Well, yeah,
I think it should be involved.
Yeah. A ball pit?
Go karts.
Definitely a ball pit, though.
Nerf guns.
What if we could make
Nerf guns?
I've always been obsessed with the idea too, though, of like even just video games in real life. Like if you could do Mario Kart in real life, that would be awesome.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
give me
there's
that blue
a big
shell.
Problem with that?
What's that?
I just spent 3 days last week playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you did.
Man,
yeah.
Listen to this shit. I swear to God, I pulled up at a red light. A car pulled up beside me that looked like one of them that I jacked maybe 100 times out of the game. And I literally had the damn urge to open up a truck door and just come into the hell and take it on to work.
You know, and go about your business.
Fuck that, and that's not as real as where you're going.
No. Yeah, I feel like you could get into a scenario where you could even do a Grand Theft Auto, but you know, you pay to do a scenario, but more in real life. Like, I don't know. Am I getting too much like the game that movie?
No, because I think that. Dude, if you made a Grand Theft Auto experience, because all I do is run people over in Grand Theft.
There would just be a lot of dead people.
Yeah. You can't.
I'll drop you off in Compton. That's about as close as you can get.
That's true.
The game was awesome, though.
You could do other games. You could do, like, a Halo or something. You know,
yeah,
you could
I mean,
do
that's just laser tag wearing dumb costumes.
And that is in the actual bounce house, that one.
Yeah. It's
oh,
Halo.
Is it really?
You Halo laser
Halo
tag. In
they already invented that?
Probably.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, none of your
ideas. They do that.
None of your ideas are going to work.
Suck
a biscuit.
I thought I had it.
Some LARPing right there.
I thought I had the new hit. I thought I had it. You know.
No, you don't ever have it.
Oh, but you could probably do that Mad Max theme: two men enter, one man leave. Let people
hang
all over your cage.
That's what Owen does at the gay bar.
The Mad Max thing at the gay bar.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
I'd actually pay to see that. I'd pay to see me do that, actually.
I would pay you to see you do that.
Do you want to get to a couple of video clips that we talked about earlier in the week?
Yeah, all right.
That happened this week. There was one that we talked about at dinner tonight. Do you guys remember what that was?
No.
The Ugly Children one?
Oh, the Ugly Children one. Yeah, this one's good.
Look at you.
The Ugly.
Good job.
I remember things.
Goddamn Oliver.
I pulled this. No, maybe not.
Yep, got it.
Oop.
I actually haven't seen this video yet.
But... Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot to turn off Steel Panther.
A Chinese man has won a court fight against his wife after suing her for being ugly. Jun Feng filed a lawsuit after his wife gave birth to what he says was an ugly baby, saying their daughter did not look like either one of them. After he accused her of cheating, she admitted to spending $100,000 on plastic.
Let's take a look here. That's
She does look better.
Yeah,
it does look much better.
It does look much better, but basically, yeah, there's a before and an after picture here. And
she had spent $100,000 on plastic.
Look at that tail. One is getting free drinks, and one is cleaning up the bar.
Yeah,
it's the truth of the matter.
Surgery before she got married. This is the before and after pictures. That's when he filed for divorce, saying she deceived him and convinced him to marry her under false pretenses. Well, the judge agreed and awarded him $120,000.
She was ugly before, got plastic surgery, married this guy, now gave birth to
an ugly ass kid.
I think the joke's on him.
And man, that guy's got a case.
No, that's why he got $100,000.
Lawsuit. He won.
Let that be a warning.
Yeah, right? No false advertising, women's.
That is funny, though. I've never heard a case like that. And if
I'm real surprised they called him ugly. I'm sure they do it to his face, too, don't they?
I mean, goddamn. I don't...
Can the kids, like, resue saying, hey, you know, Mom, you made me ugly? So
hey, that's right.
That's a good idea, too.
I would if I was the kid.
I'm 40 years old. I ain't had a date. I'm suing my mom. Mm-hmm.
My dad is obviously a handsome man.
Right.
He is not the problem.
Right. Clearly, my mom is the ugly twat.
Clearly, you're the ugly twat.
Yeah, but you tell me when ugly reaches that hard that it dominates. Oh,
my God.
I mean, come on. Isn't that what we're saying? That thing just squashed anything beautiful.
That
is pretty much the gene pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugly is the chlorine of the gene pool.
That's one step away from Quasimodo, right?
I wish they would have shown the baby. Like
they did show the baby.
There are pictures.
There are.
They did show.
I can't say a baby's ugly. I'm from the South. We say they're special.
Special babies.
I say they're special too.
This is a special pudding. Yeah.
So I was gonna get depressing, but I promise you I won't. We already did the student wedge between the two buildings last week.
What?
Yeah, whatever. You weren't here, but it.
Yeah.
All right.
So a guy got stuck between a couple buildings.
Was he fucking doing drunk parkour?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
He was actually drunk. I found out. That's an update to the story for those of you that are. Tuned into the show on
a constant
basis.
Somebody calling?
Yeah, was that a Skype noise?
No, that was somebody logging on to the Skype thing.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry about what I do. I've got a hobo dance for or fights for his right to dance. And this one is... This is probably my favorite video that has crossed the internet in a long time.
Oh, I'm excited right now.
This is...
Because it's got hobos and dancing. That's Ty's
favorite
things.
Dancing, and it's got a mall fashion show.
Oh, all right.
It's kind of perfect.
All right.
But these hobos dancing are saving the mall right now. Like, the mall needs to pay its bills and shit.
Yeah.
And right now, the hobos are going to pay the bills.
Something like that. Or not. All right.
We've got a hobo.
Doing,
yeah, that's the hobo. He's on the stage.
See the hobo?
With the security guard.
Yeah, security guard.
That guy has a cowboy.
He's like, no, sir.
That guy's making $8 now going to hell. No, I'm not grabbing
what
this man.
Is the thought process behind the hat? That type of security guard hat?
They want to look
the Walking
more like,
Dead.
They want to look more like cops.
Intimidation.
Is that a beret?
It's like a cowboy.
It's a cowboy hat.
It's professional.
All right. Oh,
I
right
now that's assault.
Oh my goodness.
The homeless man is
sorry,
Mason.
The cowboy officer.
Wait.
Oh. He's like, I'm gonna put my shoes back on.
He's gonna put his shoes back on.
I need my sandals.
The security guards are not trying to chase
him. Now there's two of you.
Off.
He's like, no, no.
Oh.
Let's see what happened there, though, real quick. We're not going
to
actually see it, but
cop tried
let's
to
talk about
him.
What happened there. Cop tried to do the handshake, but I'm going to totally throw the handcuffs on you move.
Yeah.
And he knew it, pulled his hand back. So now we've got the – oh, now we've got slapping match. He's doing judo.
The kick.
Oh, off the stage. He falls off the stage.
Oh, now security guard in the
game. He's beating him.
Security guards are attacking this dude.
It's pretty solid. Solid beating he got.
Oh, and then there's the bike cops.
Those are bike cops, I think.
Yeah.
They got helmets.
Best part of the video. You guys got to hang on to me with this, all right? This guy right here. If we watch the whole video, this guy is king of all nice guy douchebags.
Mr. Cleaver.
He is total.
He's the Breaking Bad guy. All right, what's
his
name?
Just watch it. Just watch out.
He's totally Breaking Bad guy.
I'm gonna rewind a little bit.
Or not Breaking Bad, Mad Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old dude.
Here we go.
Can you sit in here? Are you okay?
See him? You see him.
Watch it. He's purse rescuing.
Yes,
because
right it was underneath the drunk hobo, and now it's going to smell like urine and beer.
Is this yours?
It's been a hobo.
Oh, nope, nobody's there. He's going to sit down.
That girl's taking a picture. She's like, this is exciting.
Oh, my goodness. Why would you punch a cop?
He's taking a
picture. Why wouldn't you punch a cop?
Wait, that guy took the bag.
I think that guy just took his wallet.
The second best thing about this is this little Asian kid. I believe he's one of your lizard people, Ty. If you look at him close,
it's hard to tell.
Lizard man.
Video's not. Maybe a little bit.
He's got lizard trails.
I really thought there was going to be more hobo dancing.
I know, I want dancing.
Where was the hobo dancing? I never saw it.
It was at the very beginning. He
for
was
like
2 seconds. Yeah.
That's not hobo dancing.
Man,
that was hobo. And that wasn't hobo.
You cock teased us all.
That was not hobo fights for his right to dance. That was hobo gets his ass kicked for doing a white guy dance on a stage.
For a second or two.
Yeah.
No shoes, no shirt, no service. He didn't have a shoe.
Dude, I got it. You know what got stuck in my head earlier this week?
What?
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt. And I was fucking, and instead of the black girl's head spinning around on the fucking disco ball, it was your face.
Oh, that's awesome. Man, that makes me happy inside.
I've had several zombie fighting dreams over the past couple weeks, and Ty's been there. And you haven't been there. Teresa's been there.
Yeah, I'm not there.
You know, you're not there. You're missing.
I'm getting high other places.
I keep looking for the gun. I can't find the gun.
Yeah, you don't have one.
Can't find the gun.
I want you to play that song, though.
Bubble Boy.
You don't
have
to do
it right
now, but come on.
Come on.
Can't you talk and look it up? And then just press play.
Can't you do more than you've already done, Owen? Jesus Christ.
You know, bubble butt. That's all I want.
It was literally after a long night at the theater, and I
What?
I don't know. But it was literally after a long night at the theater, and I'm just standing at the elevator waiting to go to my room, and it's bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
Yeah.
And it was fucking Ty, just like, bubble butt.
I mean, you know.
It, yeah.
Like, I don't care about the twerking revolution that's going on with all of our... Whatever the hell they're doing with their asses is fine, okay, but that song makes me laugh my ass off.
Yeah, like, every time.
And it is kind of groovy at the same time. You're like...
Yeah.
That's why you like it.
I mean, I like to dance, but still.
You like to shimmy.
We need the Motorin drop. We need the absolute... You know what I mean? From Sister Christian.
Yeah.
But you did that already. Now you got to do
it. No, I want a drop that is just Motorin. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, I want that. I need to get that.
All right.
That's going to be placed on soundboard duty.
Work on that.
Guys, it's almost time. I think we have time for another quick story or two. But we already talked. What would you suggest I do with my neighbor in the tree?
I mean, honestly, Jimmy, did you see that big fucking pile of shrubbery out by the house? Out there.
Other than
did not.
That is even if you didn't, sir, it's probably behind some cars that you missed it, and it is on my property, and you would have had a nice parking spot, a nice easy slip in.
Well, that's where I normally park.
I'm not having a nice parking spot at that tree.
Yeah.
That's right.
That his neighbor cut down and put on his property.
On my property.
That I really think
9
that...
feet.
Oh, he cut it down and left it on your property?
Yeah.
He cut it down and put a pile of shit on my shit.
Who the fuck does that?
Yeah. Some pieces of shit from New York, apparently.
Damn.
And now, where they should have put it, which is right by the pile of shit, they parked their SUV. So I'm thinking we take the pile and make sure that the SUV can't get out without, you know.
Well, have you even talked to this fellow?
No.
Oh,
but he's been in contact with their landlord.
I have. And the landlord has
assured
him very aware of, you know, what they need to do is break it down into smaller pieces.
And call the damn dump.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah.
And yeah. No such thing has been done. It's 5 days now.
Just set it on fire, man. It's on your property. Burn that shit.
Set shit in theirs.
Well, I guess so, right?
Yeah.
Start shitting in their yard.
Shit on that SUV.
That's a good answer.
I should want them not to know anything about you after that point.
Well, I was just thinking.
Don't they live in a motorhome? Do you really care?
I want to put the whole pile in front of the gate for where the motorhome opens, so they can't get the motorhome.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's what I want to do.
That's a lousy
effort. It's a lot of effort, but if I want to attach some sort of sled mechanism to my battle hatch, and then I'll be able to push all the trees. You know,
you would put a front end loader attachment on your fucking Ford.
Yeah, on my Ford Focus.
Yes.
It'll do it.
It'll
be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Put one wrap around it, drag it around the front, throw the rope out the window. You're on the way to work.
Old school, man. All right. Oh,
I got a truck.
Speaking of the battle hatch, I made the worst mistake, and I'm not even sure how I'm going to rectify this one because I've cleaned it and it's still there. The battle hatch now has a spoiled milk smell.
What did you do?
Well, I didn't realize I probably spilled like half a cup of my tea with milk that I drink. I don't drink coffee in the morning. I drink tea. I'm British. And
really? Every morning?
Every morning I drink my cup of tea. It's hot tea. It's a lot stronger than your tea. It's not like your fucking Lipton's. It's
I know what you're
strong
talking about.
Tea. But, you know, it's got milk in it. And I guess I must have spilled a shitload of it on my way to work. I don't know if I hit a curb or something, you know. I don't know.
But you spill it and you go in and you come back out.
And I come back 8 hours later.
And the height of the day.
I almost threw up. I opened the door and it's just like, God.
Sour fucking, oh.
It's still there. I've Cloroxed. I don't know. It must be in like the carpets or like something.
Oh,
like, man. I gotta get those out. Like, it's horrible. It's probably the worst smell. Like, it, you just, I try. I've now. I've. It's been
evaporated into your.
It's like it's getting
like
there.
It's in your headliner.
Like dead
and shit.
Body crime scene smell.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to burn that bitch.
But how do I? I can never sell it.
Nah, you can't if you leave the windows down long enough.
You're gonna have to sell it to some more shady Russians.
I'm gonna have to sell another car to the shady Russians. Yep. You're right.
You fucked me. You fucked me for focus. It you smells. Fuck me, Battle Hatch. I fuck you.
Oh, I miss angry Thai Russian guy.
Yeah.
Jesus, I think it's the end of a show, man.
I think
I'm tired.
You better play Bubble Butt.
I don't know that I have Bubble Butt.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong
with you? Enter in YouTube, and then you put in Bubble Butt.
Do you not realize that
he won't even play it for us, Jimmy? He's not playing it for you.
Get me out of a damn parking spot, and now you won't play my song?
Seriously.
I mean, you won't go talk to the neighbor. You won't reach over on your damn keyboard, man. Just how much love are we expecting out of you?
All Jimmy wants is some Bubble Butt.
All he wants.
Well, let's see if the internet cooperates. If the internet cooperates, then
you can have
I don't have to apologize, but it usually doesn't. All right, there you go.
It's happening.
Okay, Joe.
Get up off your damn seat, bro.
Did you do that? You did that.
I did not do that.
You did that
I
on purpose.
I pushed the mouse. It's the YouTube.
Look at
this slut.
I wish we could put a full screen, but it might demand more internet.
No, it will demand more internet and fuck us up more.
What's it now? I'm trying, bitch. I only have one fucking bar.
Trying, bitch.
You gotta turn it up. Everybody, it's been a great show. I'm glad Jimmy made it.
Get an outro this time.
Look at these butts. You got tentacles going into butts. They're gonna blow them up. Yep, those butts are getting bigger.
Huge.
Song's about to start. I hope you can hear it.
Here we go.
Oh, shit. It's my jam. Shit. Oh, look at that shake. Look at that.
No, wait. Wait for it.
It's glorious.
Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
Jam.
Bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you gotta. Bubble butt.
There it is.
Bubble butt. Bubble butt.
And that's Ty's face spinning around.
Drop it low.
I wish it was my face.
Six try. Put it in reverse. Kill down. Put it in a hearse. Then I drove off and put it in the dirt. Drop it low.
This song is ridiculous. And the first time we watched this video, it scared the shit out of me. And now I'm like, yeah.
Because you can't help. Bubble look,
so
that's my
so
face.
We're sending you back bubble out on face. Tour with this. Is that what we're doing?
Bubble butt.
We're ending
yeah.
the show with this and sending you back
gonna,
out on
that's
tour
what's
with
going
this.
On.
Okay.
Kenny's traumatized.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. It's been another wonderful
been.
Edition of the Ono Radio Show. Ty, as always, thank you for joining me.
You know what? It was a pleasurable show.
Jimmy.
I touched myself
a
little bit.
You got to catch a nice little brief segment. It was
I
a pleasure
enjoyed
having
it.
You, and we'll have to have you back for a full episode.
Oh, you
so.
Bet. I touched me a little bit, too.
Did he?
He always does
I believe
that.
It. I believe it.
You like
Kelsey,
to cuddle.
You know, you're always welcome, even when the man is gone.
Aww.
And we will invite you.
I always tell her when you're doing a show.
Yeah.
So.
No, we're going to get you round.
We're going to get you.
We're going to get you round. Duncan.
D-Dog.
Kenny.
You can't
Oliver.
Stop.
Goddamn Oliver.
Yeah. Goddamn
We wish
Oliver.
You well. Fair ado from the Ono Radio Show.
That's right. I will be back before
Enjoy
you know
Enjoy your
it.
Travels. And,
ladies and gentlemen, eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a big old bag of them.
I'm about to start burping. I burp and re-lick the bottom of the surface. I loved it, my clip in and told it don't get nervous. I'm a bang, 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 bang,